It's 7:20. The Justice Secretary, Liz Truss, set out her proposals to improve prisons earlier this month. She wants to spend £1.3 billion on new prisons over the next 5 years and plans more than 2,000 extra officers, drug tests and more autonomy for governors. More than 100,000 crimes are committed every year by former prisoners. And our reporter, Sanja Berg, has been to a project in Leeds. It's called Tempus Novo and it finds jobs for offenders when they're released from prison. It's run by two former prison officers, Steve Freer and Val Vavroche, who currently work unpaid. One of their graduates, though, works for an engineering company in West Yorkshire.
My name's Paul. I've been here 6 months now. Spent nearly 9 years in prison, an 18-year sentence. And when I came out of prison, struggled finding work. The probation officer recommended I go and speak to Val and Steve, and I did.
What was the difference? What did Val and Steve do that other people didn't?
They brought me here, got me an interview, got me through the door. Somebody who's going to give you a chance to have a look at you.
I'm Steve Freer, former prison officer, now CEO of Tempus Novo.
Valdemar Vavroche, former prison officer and deputy CEO. I was seeing the same faces coming back in and out of prison time and time again. And I'd say to them, why do you keep coming back? What's wrong? I can't get a job. I just cannot get a job for love and money. I've put in 200 applications and no one will employ me. So obviously we saw a gap. These lads, even though they go out with the best intentions and they get prepared for a lot of the things out there, the jobs were missing. So we decided that that's what Tempus Novo would do, would provide them jobs for them.
Steve, it must have been hard at the beginning to convince employers to take on people who'd just been released from prison.
Yeah, in theory, and I agree, but in practice I found that if you did your homework and actually engaged with someone who's running a small to medium-sized company who can make decisions and make things happen quite quickly, we were realistic in what we were asking them to do. We said, all we want you to do is give one of our guys an interview. There's no unfair advantages. Just give them an interview. If they're the right person for your company, great. We will support them for 12 months after they start with your business. We will support you for 12 months because it's a different area working with ex-offenders and all the problems that come with it. And since that, we've not had one company who've said we're not interested in. So, yeah, we're going from strength to strength now.
Have the conditions in prisons, which have been widely reported, particularly, you know, the increase in violence, the increase in legal highs, does that have an impact on people's willingness, enthusiasm to get a job, to stay out?
Funnily enough, now you've said that, we've had a couple of lads just recently, and it's happening more and more, we'll say to them, why have you suddenly changed your mind about, you know, changing your life? And they'll say, do you know what? I don't really want to go back to prison. It's changed a lot just recently. And that's obviously down to staff cuts. Spice doesn't help. There's quite a few things. I know
that's a legal high, Spice.
Yeah, the legal high, yeah, the Spice. It's it can send them psychotic. They don't know what they're doing. It's a hell of a lot of problems for staff to deal with, and there aren't enough staff at the moment to deal with those problems.
I think the Justice Secretary has allocated funds for several prisons that have been hit the worst through the staff cuts, so fingers crossed that'll change. I mean, throughout our career, it was always quite a safe and not overly violent environment. I don't think it's unfair to say that the last 2 or 3 years that's changed in many prisons. But it's not down to the staff. It's down to lack of staff.
Sanja Berg talking to people at Tempus Novo in Leeds. Time is just a tad before 25 minutes.